It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
And a good morning, everyone. Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, where we talk to the various medical professionals and facilities all around our Q92 listening area. And it's our pleasure to have back on the air with us again, Dr. Maria Nolte with the Madison Healthcare Services. And did you have a great 4th of July?
We did. It was a nice, beautiful day, and glad that the weather wasn't so hot.
Yeah, right. I think everybody had fun. Hopefully had a safe holiday as well there.
Exactly.
We're talking about osteoporosis and bone health today, which is, I know, of concern to a lot of folks out there. So what do you have to tell us about?
Yeah, I thought it would be a good time to talk about it since, you know, the weather's been great, and one of the best things that you can do for your bones is to get out there and do some walking or running or some weight-bearing exercise, so I thought it'd be a good idea just to chat a little bit more about it today. So osteoporosis is a bone disease where basically the bone gets thinner. Either you don't make enough bone or you're losing too much bone, or both. You know, the biggest concern with osteoporosis is that it increases your risk of fractures. So hip fractures if you were to fall, or fractures in your back, and those can be very debilitating for a lot of people. Osteoporosis is pretty common, so about 54 million people in the U.S. have osteoporosis or low bone mass. And some studies have suggested that 1 in 2 women and up to 1 in 4 men age 50 and older will break a bone due to osteoporosis. And so if you think about it, you know, 1 in 2 women is just a staggering number.
It is, and when I think about it, you know, I can think of quite a few women that I know that have had that problem. So obviously the statistics are probably correct.
Right. And we see it a lot here, too, at the hospital and the clinic. You know, it's a big contributor to morbidity and mortality as far as, you know, not being able to recover as well, you know, not get back to walking like you used to. In addition to, you know, 20% of seniors who break their hip will die within that first year from complications related to the broken bone or the surgery. So it's got a huge risk of mortality with it as well. The biggest thing about osteoporosis is that it's kind of prevention over a long time. So, you know, starting with good bone health when you're young is important. So, you know, childhood and young adulthood are when you build up those bones, and you kind of, your bone mass increases up until about the age of, you know, early 20s, where you kind of hit your peak bone mass. So really doing good weight-bearing exercise and good nutrition during those childhood and adolescent years can really, you know, serve you well long-term.
Are there certain things that, you know, they always talk about drinking a glass, drinking milk and things like that? Does that help the diet?
Yep. So getting a well-balanced diet with lots of calcium-rich foods, so milk, yogurt, green leafy vegetables, getting vitamin D, because that will help your bones absorb that calcium better, and then being physically active. So, you know, those, like I said, the walking, the weight-bearing exercise really is what, you know, helps strengthen those bones. Certainly, you know, not smoking, because smoking does increase your risk of osteoporosis.
Are there some supplements you can take? I know some people say they're, if they can't drink milk and that kind of thing, there are still some other ways to that they can get their calcium, right?
Yep. So, I mean, you can look to online for other foods that are rich in calcium, you know, or yogurts or things like that, so it doesn't have to come from milk.
Mm-hmm.
The recommendations as far as, you know, how much calcium and vitamin D you need. So for women who are 50 and younger, 1,000 milligrams of calcium a day. We really recommend breaking that up. So, you know, if you're taking a supplement, doing that twice a day, you know, 500 milligrams twice a day, because your body just can't absorb all of it at one time. Women 51 and older would need up to 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day. Again, breaking that up into twice a day. If you're getting some from your diet, then you can kind of figure out, you know, how much of that supplement you would need. For men, the recommendations are a little bit different. So for men who are 70 and younger, they recommend 1,000 milligrams of calcium a day and 1,200 milligrams if men are 71 and older. Again, you know, not all at once because your body just can't absorb that. Typically, a lot of the supplements are calcium plus vitamin D because that vitamin D helps those bones absorb the calcium better. So most adults need about 400 to 800 international units of vitamin D a day. And then if you're 50 or older, it's a little bit higher, about 800 to 1,000 of those international units. You know, there's vitamin D fortified in milk and things like that, and for good reason, right? Just to help with that calcium absorption.
Right, but do you think people maybe don't use many dairy products these days as they used to? I know when I go to a restaurant, I always order a glass of milk with my meal, and 9 times out of 10 they forget to bring it because they just aren't used to bringing milk to people anymore. It used to be everybody's drinking milk in the schools, and some of those products aren't quite as common as they used to be, it seems.
Right. I remember, you know, that was the only thing we had at mealtimes growing up, too, was a glass of milk. And I think you're right. I just don't think that's as common. And, you know, there's a lot more variety of beverages out there, I guess, we could say.
Some good and some not so good.
Right. Looking at those labels, looking at, you know, what other foods you're getting that are high in calcium can really help make sure that you're getting what you need. There is screening for osteoporosis, so the United States Preventative Services Task Force recommends that all women over the age of 65 get screened for osteoporosis. We do that by a bone scan or a DEXA scan. That's something that we have here at clinic and we can do any day. For women who are younger than 65, who are postmenopausal, we look at their risk factors, and there's, you know, clinical tools and risk assessments that we can use to see if you would benefit from screening for osteoporosis. Typically, those kind of risk factors are, you know, white European descendant women who are thin or have any family history of osteoporosis. Those are kind of the people who are at increased risk. There are medications that can decrease your bone density, and then that would put you at an increased risk of osteoporosis, and you'd be, you know, recommended to have some screening. Common medications that we see a lot would be your, you know, chronic steroids, your proton pump inhibitors like omeprazole or Prilosec. Over time have been shown to decrease bone mass. Some medications that people are on for moods, like Lexapro, Zoloft, those kind of things. So it's really important if you're, you know, taking medications and you have questions to ask your provider to figure out what your risk is and, you know, if you benefit from being screened. You know, Medicare does cover the screening, you know, once every 2 years if you meet certain conditions. And really, you know, the treatment for osteoporosis kind of depends on what that bone density shows, you know, how thin the bones are, what your risk of having a hip fracture or vertebral fracture would be. And there's lots of different options and things that you can, you know, visit with your provider about what you would be most comfortable with.
Okay. And then, of course, fall prevention is a big thing. I can attest to that. So.
Right.
I'm an expert in that area, yes. But,
yes.
So kind of do what you can to save what you've got there. So don't take any chances, and especially as you get older and a little more less stable, right?
Right. And the more, you know, if you're able to move and walk, keep doing it, because that's going to keep you walking for longer and reduce your risk of falls and fractures.
Right. All right. A lot of good advice there, Dr. Nolte. We appreciate you taking time out to chat with us here on another Wellness Wednesday on Q92. You're welcome back anytime. We'll hopefully talk to you again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Maynard.
You bet. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.